This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 23 to 25. It says there, "The Israelites continued to mourn because of their bondage, and they cried out to be rescued from their oppression. Their cry for help ascended to God. He heard their pleas and remembered the covenant He made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the situation of the people of Israel therein, and He was moved to take action." End of quote. Yesterday we learned how God multiplied the children of Israel in Egypt, in their miseries and sufferings. Human sufferings and God's divine plan was working out hand in hand. Chapter 1 ends with the statement of the king of Egypt's command to throw all Hebrew boys in the Nile River. They are at the climax of their sorrows and disappointments. The very next chapter describes the birth of the deliverer, boy Moses. The chapter describes the young Moses' divine protection and says he became the son of Pharaoh's daughter because she saved him from the Nile River and wanted to keep him as her son and king's grandson. The rest of the chapter gives us an idea about how God well-trained this future deliverer in Pharaoh's own very palace, the archenemy of the children of Israel. He got the best training and education available in those days. It also describes how Moses, when he grew up, wanted to identify himself with his oppressed people, the people of God. Hebrews writer said this about Moses when he grew up. He said, "By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He rejected the fleeting pleasures of sin and decided to go with God's people and plan. When he thought having the disgrace for the sake of Christ, he thought that he has far greater value than the enjoyment of the palace and its sin. By faith, he decided to leave Egypt and its attractions because he was looking ahead for God's reward." You see, God was multiplying the children of Israel to build a nation out of them. He was also preparing a deliverer who would rescue them out of Egypt's slavery and take them to the promised land that was already promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the book of Genesis. Now, the right time appeared in God's clock when the Israelites mourned, cried out to God in prayer. Our insight says the children of Israel groaned because of their bondage, and they cried out to be rescued from their oppression. As a result of the cry out to God, what happened? It says their prayer ascended to God. The next word says four things God did. God heard their cry, remembered the covenant He made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw their situation, and He was moved to take action. God heard, remembered, saw, and moved to take action. Beloved, do you see how vital our cry of prayers to God is in fulfilling His overall plan in our lives? God in heaven has open ears for your cry and prayers. Bible says your prayer to God in the name of Jesus Christ, John chapter 14, 13 to 14, and chapter 16, verse 24. It goes to heaven, it ascends to heaven. As a result, God will hear, remember, see, or look at your condition and move with action. Why pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Because Jesus is the only mediator between God and people, and no one else is qualified for the task of intercession. Why? God has not appointed anyone else. Bible says Jesus is the only mediator, and He's the only one who gave Himself as a ransom for all people, so that they can approach the holy God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 to 6. Did you notice God's responses based on the prayers of children of Israel are described in terms of anthropomorphism? It is a literally form attributing our familiar human qualities to God. The term later referred to animals and nature as well. You see, Bible says in John 4, 24, God is spirit and He has no physical form. He is present everywhere at the same time and everything is present for Him. He does not have the restriction of time like we do. How do we explain the divine works of God who is spirit? This is why the Bible writers used anthropomorphism to make Him understandable and relatable to us, to human beings. It is a frame of reference to know God and His actions by our experimental and familiar knowledge. For example, God does not need to be reminded. Our passage says He heard, remembered, saw, and moved with action to make us familiar and understand the Almighty, Omnipotent, Omniscient, and Omnipresent Holy God who is totally separate from us. You see, your miseries and sufferings could also be a place of birth for God's eternal plan to unfold in and through you. Did you ever think about it? The question is, are you ready to pray and cry out to God in the name of Jesus Christ? God waits for your prayer so that He can hear, remember, see your condition, and move with action in favor of you. The one thing that must happen is your cry out and prayer to God. God has thousands of ways to help and deliver you from your miseries. Would you pray with me now? Father in heaven, I understand how my miseries could give birth to the fulfillment of your purposes and plans. As you said in the Bible, I pray in the name of the only mediator, Christ Jesus, for salvation and deliverance now. I know and I believe Jesus died and rose again to reconcile me to you. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord, and please save me now. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.